This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Total of 13 men were surgically fitted with bionic penises in public hospitals last year alone, at an estimated cost of over $512,000. Amid a sharp rise in demand for the hydraulic appendages, the devices, which are also known
penis.
As penile prostheses, can manually inflate to stimulate an erection, allowing a male patient suffering from impotence to regain sexual function. Now, the most common model is a three-piece inflatable penile prosthetic.
Yeah.
Consisting of an abdominal reservoir and dual cylinders implanted, which can be inflated using a pump located in the scrotum.
Hang on, baby.
Yeah. Number of patients who underwent the surgery to be fitted with the devices last year climbed by more than 60%. So 13 altogether. And I believe this happened, I think this is UK, maybe?
Ireland.
Yes, Ireland.
All right.
Question. Is this like the guy with the super micro penis?
Yeah.
I get his. Is this like people just have small ones?
These are
medical.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So some people, like in the States, there's a lot of cosmetic surgery. My understanding, at least at this particular clinic in Ireland, most of the people coming in for this procedure, there's an actual medical issue, hence bionic, not just an implant. What did I say, bionic?
Well, they say 86.
I got a penis. I got a bionic.
86% of patients who underwent this thing, so they were very satisfied with the outcome. So the average cost is about $39,000, $39,600.
Reebok pump was ahead of its time.
It really was.
We can't make it work where we want it to. Put it in a shoe.
A lot of people had to go through revisions, post-operative things, sure. A little bit of complications, but other than that. The causes of device failure reported by patients included the kinking of the tubing. So, in other words, there's a kink in the tube and the air can't get through there.
It's like your garden hose, you know?
Yeah.
Just seems like with that procedure, don't use the word kink.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I got a kink.
So you can deflate it back to the pump shoes by pushing the release valve located down there as well.
What and if that, she hits it by mistake while that, you're bowling?
Sorry, baby.
Well, you got to pump it back up. Yeah. Pump you up. Good or bad, what's the best story involving your junk? 206-803-ROCK.
So they say that in Ireland, the average cost of that surgery is like 36 grand. What do you think it is in the States?
80.
Believe it or not, it's cheaper. Anywhere from 20 to 30.
Huh.
I know. I looked it up. I'm like, oh, God, how much is it in the U.S.? I'm like, oh. So, hey, okay. Irish listeners, if you need a bionic penis, it's cheaper in the States. Hello, old man Kenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
My cock, I'm sorry. I'm switching stories. I have a way better one. As it turns out, this happened to my buddy.
Kenny, Kenny, I'm just telling you. I don't think you want to do that, but go ahead. Tread easily.
Well, this happened to my partner and a good friend of mine. We were 15 and 75 and would hang out during the summer. He stayed in his dungeon basement. He was a late sleeper. I'd go wake him up around noon and we'd do our thing during the day, what teenagers do. For 2-3 days, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. By day 4 or 5, I'm still trying to get him. No, I'm not doing it. I said, well, what's wrong, dude? He said, one of my testes is swollen. I said, swollen? He says, yeah. And we went to grade schools through ninth grade, you know. We're like brothers. I said, show me. He drops his pants, and one of his testes is bigger than a softball. Almost the
oh
size
my
of
God.
A grapefruit.
Jesus, man.
Almost the size of a grapefruit. Don't tell my dad. Don't tell. Well, so he went and laid back down. I went out the backyard up the front door and told his dad. And his dad rushed him to the hospital. And they had to remove that testy.
Oh.
It was abscess. He would have died the next day or so, according to the doctor and him. It was huge.
What
was
leads huge. To an abscess?
I don't know.
I mean, is there anything that he did, or is it just something that happens? My point being, I want to avoid anything that would lead to an abscess of my testicles.
You know, and I asked him, did you take a shot there or anything, you know, and he didn't recall any incident. But, he went on to have three kids with one testy. And us, the guys, the close friends we'd hang around, when Jim would come walking up, here comes Jimmy with the Johnson in his hand. He's a one-ball man, and he's off to the rodeo.
All right.
I'm sure he appreciated right. that. Go on. Got my testicle removed. My buddies wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Good or bad, what's the best story involving your junk? 206-803-ROCK.
I think it's crazy. Don't tell my dad.
Yes.
I mean, even in my younger days, that there's something wrong down there, like, you need to take me to the hospital.
Yeah,
it just needs to be done, man.
I feel like generally you'd have that reaction if you had hurt yourself doing something dumb, but like you just wake up and you're hurt like that.
Yeah,
like,
tell my dad.
Yeah.
Absolutely tell.
I would rather tell my dad when I was a kid than probably my mom.
Well, because moms do show me. Like, just believe me on this. Just trust me.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, my wife at the time was my girlfriend, right? We decided to go on this vacation down to California. We're in this hotel room. We just get out of the shower together, and she snaps me with a towel. So I start snapping her back, and we're having like this towel snapping fight all over the hotel room. And then all of a sudden, I have a tendency to like take things way too far. So I'm getting more and more aggressive with my fighting techniques, and I went to go hit her. Right as she was turned, and she goes down. She's crying. She's like, I'm like, okay, we'd only been together for probably like 8 months. And I was like, well, that was a fun run. I guess this is over.
You just thought it's done.
And, and I'm rubbing her back. I'm sorry. Well, she gets up and she's laughing and she's like, it's my turn. So I'm running away from her, and she, I don't know how she managed to do it, but from across the hotel room, she got me right in the berries.
Oh, did it take you down?
Oh, I went down. I went down hard, harder than she went down.
Yeah.
Well, it caused me to have an erection, right? And I was like, okay, well, I guess that's what happens, right? Well, 5 hours
later. Now, there's
later,
a man for you, everybody. I got an erection, and my thought was, all right. No questions asked.
5 hours later, we end up in the emergency room because it's still there. It ain't going away. And the doctors are doing, like, these blood tests. What's going on? What did you take? I didn't take anything. No. BS, what did you take? And I didn't take anything. This is what happened. And so eventually he comes up with this idea. Well, have you tried taking care of it the natural way? And we both look at each other like, well, no, we didn't think about that. And he's like, well, maybe you should try that. Let me go get your paperwork together and get you out of here. Okay, cool. Well, we decided to just go ahead and take care of that right there at the hospital. You know, we're in this emergency room. The curtains are all closed. We're going at it. Nurse comes by and just swings that curtain wide open. Everybody in the emergency room sees what we're doing. We're just going at it. She's like, you guys got to stop that right
now. It's medical.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I said, doctor's orders. And then my wife said, well, we can't stop. And she's like, why? And she's like, I need a towel.
Oh, God.
Jesus. All right. Okay.
But did that work? Was that the solution?
Actually, it did. It did work. After that, I was done for a couple days, actually. It didn't feel too good for a few days after that.
I wish that was the medical conclusion to all problems.
Yeah.
Doc, I'm running a fever. Hey, listen, son, in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to have to have sex, okay? That's the only way to break the fever. Like, all right, Doc, come on.
I've seen somebody open up skin on a towel fight.
Really?
In a locker room, on a thigh. I mean, it opened his skin up. That was when I was like, this is not as fun as, you know, I did not realize.
When you're a little kid, it's fun.
A welt is one thing, but to actually open up someone's skin.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Jesus, man. Like, that was, he's like, look at it. Like, it wasn't even like he was in pain from, like, just the initial
sting.
He's
just amazed.
Then he looked at it, he's like, oh, man, look at that. And I was like, Jesus, dude.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.